In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. The Lord be with thee. And with thy spirit also. Oh, how sweet are the feet of the messenger on the mountain that proclaim peace. Today is Jesus' holy messenger's day. This old writing speaks of a duty with the picture of bringing peace. In the middle of winter, I had the possibility to go near the border, near my roots, during the festive year, around the days of the memorial of the Winter War ending. I remembered my grandparents who built their homes again, who had to leave and to leave everything behind. In our midst, there are still many of those who remember the coming of the peace. We live in the time of peace. It makes possible this school. There's a time to build up as the holy writers write, to establish families, to work for the best of the locality that God has given to dwell. The old writings say, however, of a greater matter. When the messengers of the gospel are out moving, they bring the message of the Christ work based on his work in his name and blood, the peace of God into the hearts of people in all situations of life. In listening to this word and in this warmth, we have been able to be here at the Rei Servi services. And I believe that in this worship service, as our dear brother serves us today, we are before the Holy Face. We can come into this festivity as we are to ask for his blessing and protection to our journey of life. Let us say in our hearts the old words of the old confession. O ye merciful, crucified Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me, a poor wretched sinner. Look upon me with the eyes of thy compassion, as thou looked upon Peter when he had denied you, and as thou looked upon the sinful woman in the house of the Pharisee, and upon the thief upon the cross. Give us thy Holy Spirit mercy, so that I too, like Peter, would weep over my sins as the sinful woman, that I would love thee and that with the thief on the cross I would see thy holy face in heaven eternally. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all sins. If we confess our sins, and God, who is righteous and good, he will forgive us and will cleanse us from all sins. Praise unto the Holy Spirit. Hymn 462. Let us pray. Our Savior Jesus Christ, we thank thee for the apostles, on whose witness you have established your church, and we pray you make their message alive for us. Protect us in truth and help us day by day to grow in learning. Hear us who rule and guide with the Holy Spirit always and forever. Amen. Amen. In Ephesians 2nd chapter, you are no longer strangers or foreigners, but you belong to God's family, to the same people. You are stones in that building, on which foundation the apostles and the prophets and the Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. He joins the building together so that it will grow to be the Lord's temple. And he joins you as stones into this building, into the Spirit of God, into the holy temple of the Lord. The text for this Sunday is written in Matthew chapter 16. Let us stand to listen to the words. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you also that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whosoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Who is the Son of Man? What do the people say about him? Always with this mind of man, we have asked many things. Jesus wanted to be the Son of Man and ask his nearest ones, what do people say about him? Who do they think he is? Sometimes it is good to do research and ask questions. If we think of research or questionnaires or opinions of this day, it is an endless swamp, an endless task. We are asked so much nowadays. There are Gallups, people call us, and so on. What do you think today about this issue? Tomorrow, there's another question. What do you think about this now, tomorrow? When something happens naturally or in the world, they ask again, what do you think now? Sometimes it may be our opinions are lost and we follow the opinion, that which is in rule at that time. When Jesus asks his disciples, who is the Son of Man? What do people say? He doesn't do this with an act of opinion, so he would get how high is his percent rating if he would be voted for life and death, that which was awaiting him. But he asked, what did the people really think? The disciples answered Jesus, in the opinion of the others, he is John the Baptist and Elijah. In some opinion, Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. There were many different opinions who Jesus was. They were good, well-based opinions. They were not popular people of that day, but strong prophets from the Bible. Those who had proclaimed the Word of God for hundreds of years and who had prophesied coming of the Messiah, the Son of Man. The Savior did get a good answer. He was not satisfied with it. He continues, what do you say? Who do you think I am? The question came to 12 disciples. So small was that group. That was the core group who followed for 3 years. They were able to follow the great teacher, his teachings and his work. Who do you think I am? For us, we live here 2,000 years later. We hear, read these words. It is no surprise that Peter steps forth and answers on behalf of all. Simon Peter answered and said, thou art Christ, Messiah, the Son of the living God. Messiah means anointed. In Greek, it also means Christ, as it is in the English Bible. Anointed, it speaks of in the Bible, in the Old Testament time. Anointed was that. Anointed of the Messiah in the final days, and also in other parts. Peter answers, on behalf of all the disciples, as a brave man, he did always speak first. Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Let's go into the gallops a little deeper. What Peter answered, Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. The flesh and blood did not tell this to Peter. He did not follow the opinions of the people of that day. But the Holy Spirit of God revealed it unto Peter at that moment, who Jesus of Nazarene was. I am coming even closer. Now I ask you and myself, the same Jesus asks you and me, what do you and what do I think of him? This question hits home. It requires honesty, not glances off to the side, but a personal confession of faith. In the Opistle services, summer services, or in any other great services where there are many believers together, much of the word is preached and believed. We live with near friends, and so on. It is easier to answer, as did Peter. But when we go into our everyday life, who goes wherever they go, into their workplaces or to their families, and so on, it is much more difficult to answer. Not at least for everyone and everywhere. I believe that Jesus is Christ, my Savior. That is what living faith is. It travels from generation to generation, not inherited, but from faith to faith. That each generation shall believe as the past generations. And the job of the preacher, the servant, is to preach as the fathers have preached. Living faith doesn't stick to the opinions of current events around the world, but it is based on the holy word of God, the Bible. And believes simply that Jesus Christ proclaimed in the Bible, the coming Messiah, is also my Lord and Savior. Then otherwise the faith would not have that strength to carry us in our everyday life. But if God allows, we will return to Peter in this text a little later. Jesus said to Peter, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Was the church built upon Peter? No. not for Peter, not upon Paul or John the Baptist or Elijah or Jeremiah or no strong prophet that was it based upon, nor was it on any disciple was the Church of Christ established. Peter was set out in the midst of the apostles, who many times doubted and ran away and denied Jesus. That promise of God, and many promises of God, are true and strong. The first one was given in the paradise of Eden. The fall had happened. God's will and his unconditional denial that do not eat of that one tree, of all others you can, this was broken. The consequence was serious. For thou art come from the earth, and thou shalt come to earth, was the most serious consequence. Every person carries this part in their body ever since birth. There are many aged people here. Turning to dirt doesn't look at age. That is why it is important, even more than important, that if you hear and feel today the voice of your Jesus Christ, do not harden your heart. Be diligent and repent. Unbelieving person can think, I still have many years of work and a retirement. I still have health. No problems. All of a sudden, then all ends. Time runs out. That is why it is important today, even in big services, even if the services continue tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, today we are believing. Today we are traveling. Then where is the church built if it is not built upon Peter the rock? It is built upon the Christ rock, where the promises of the prophets and the holy prophets' promises of Christ are true. In the words of the prophet, they always start out, "Thus saith the Lord." The servants of the words continue explaining, telling what God is doing and has done. And this saith the Lord. The word of God is completely true. It is strong. It does not change in time or as opinion changes. If it would not be so, we would be, if not for waste, we would be just wasting time together if it was only the word of man. There is a lot of meeting friends and family. The main point of our life is the holy word of God, and therefore, in the living congregation of Christ, in the children of God, the best is the cornerstone is the cross, is the crucified and the resurrected Christ, upon which all power is in heaven and earth. The prophets come, and the disciples, and they go. They are proclaiming the holy will of God in their time. The word of God remains, and the living congregation of Christ stands upon the foundation and of living stones as the Lord's temple in God. The third part of the creed, of which we will join in soon, it says in this way, I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, and so on. The Holy Spirit makes the Church of Christ alive, and the Holy Spirit enlightens to us as it enlightened to the others, saints, and for many others, that Jesus Christ is the Lord. We cannot of our own mind understand. We cannot answer. If someone asks, how do you believe in such a way? It is so good that we cannot explain always. If we have to, of living faith, that it would be so simple that we could explain everything, answer all questions, how small God would be, that my living faith, it fits into my own stupid head. Faith lives of faith of the gospel, that the Christ's apostles were sent out to proclaim. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That which bind and that which shall loose. The people of God have been sent to proclaim the word of God. That word of God already contains the keys of binding and loosing. You don't have to be a preacher of judgment or a believer of judgment. When a person is bound, if he does not believe what he is offered, if he rejects the gospel, he will be bound in his sins. If he receives the gospel, he will be loosed. Through the forgiveness of sins, he will be released or loosed of his. God expects truth from the apostles, from the preachers, from the proclaimers of the words, from teachers, and so on. Honesty to remain to the word. In that love were the best cornerstone Jesus Christ, he himself gives as a gift. For he loved so much that he gave his own life for our own sins. The Holy Spirit of God works as binding and loosing. He that believeth not will be bound, and he that is loosed shall live. The Holy Spirit needs a mouth that proclaims in this time, proclaims these words of the joyous gospel message. Christ sent His own as He arose from the dead. He sent them out and sent out the, blew upon them and said, take the Holy Spirit. The sins that you are forgiven, you forgive, they are forgiven. And that sins that you withhold are withheld. And He sent them to preach forgiveness and the gospel, starting from Jerusalem to all corners of the world. This is the duty of the apostles, and this is what they are doing. A little more about Peter. The congregation was not built upon Peter, but it was built upon the confession of the apostles and the Word of God. Isn't it good that we have in this Bible, after this text, in the same chapter, it explains, speaks of Peter briefly. From that time forth, Jesus shewed upon His disciples that He must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things with the elders of the chief priests and scribes, that to be killed and raised again the third day. Then Peter took Him and began to rebuke Him, saying, be it far from Thee, Lord, this shall not be unto Thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those are of men. So weak was Peter. Peter, first God gives everything to Peter. He gives him confession. And now Peter stands forth. You cannot go to suffering and death. Jesus did not mean Peter. Go away from me, Peter, Satan. But he saw. Peter saw that Satan, the enemy of the God, was there with Peter. He tries to get Jesus of Nazareth to go away from the suffering way. The enemy of the soul is tricky, and he will not let you be, not one person. The most evil he is to the children of God, those followers of Christ. Still, briefly, at the end of the chapter, Jesus said to His disciples, if anyone wants to come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. And whoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for My sake shall find it. How much, dear brother and sister, will you lose if you go into the world? How much will you get if you follow the Lord Jesus Christ upon the way, upon the cross, and if you travel with the children of God? So close comes the texts and the teachings today. And we make these promises. I want to follow the Savior. And I believe. And that when my journey ends as a child of God, I can a crown of glory in heaven upon my head. And for that reason, we need strength. You can remain believing in Jesus' name and blood. Your sins are forgiven. You can rejoice and thank. Even if the travel is difficult, you can travel and own all this that you need in your life. Your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. I need nothing. We want to call and bless everyone who needs, who wants this. Jesus travels with us, and He calls with Him, to be with Him. My own heart requires this gospel. Can I believe my sins forgiven? So I want to believe with you. Let us stand to confess our creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived of the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. The collection during this song will be to help the education program for the handicapped of this school. And we pray for righteous faith, clean life, and good selections, and give the youth food for their journey to build and construct this country, this land that we have received as a gift. And we pray on behalf of those people where things are not as good as ours. Take away battles and wars, and let all people rejoice of happiness. Help those who have not enough food and clothing, and those who have no home. Help us remember those who have difficulties in life. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You that You are with us every day. Hear our prayers when we pray together with the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us stand up to sing hymn 523, Song of Praise. Go in peace. Go and proclaim the forgiveness of sins and the gospel in his name unto all corners of the earth.